Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to Jim in Long Island. What's up, Jim?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good, good. I was listening to you, and you made a lot of valid points about Brian Flores in the last couple of games. But, I've been watching the Jets for, hate to say it, 61 years, and,
sure.
And I've been through this, I've been through that, and thank God, Woody went a little berserk. I don't know who would want to play for him, actually, after the way he performed as an owner this year, but we got rid of Saleh, we got rid of Joe Douglas. And I like the idea of Brian Flores personally. I think the guy's got fire in his belly, Brooklyn guy. And I think we need a turnaround. I think we need that kind of coach. And I know he didn't perform too well, didn't get a lot of help from Sam Darnold, who, looked a lot like Chad Pennington with the wide eyes open in a big game and too much for him to handle. It kind of proved that out, a showcase for him this year, had a great regular season, but when push got to shove, yeah. He wasn't able to perform. But listen, I like the idea of Brian Flores. Bill Parcells came in, took a 96-1-5 team, turned it into a 9-7 team. There are a lot of good players on the New York Jets. They weren't utilized.
Yeah.
And I just personally like this guy's fire. I think he deserves another shot. I hope the Jets are going to get him.
Yeah.
And,
I just think, and thank you for the call, Jim. Well, I think it's unfair to say, first of all, the NFL is different, but to say Bill Parcells won two Super Bowls and went to another one with the Patriots before. I mean, Flores is a coach who's been under 500. As a head coach with the Miami Dolphins. I'm not saying, and year one was given no opportunity. They were trying to tank for Tua. So I'm not saying he was expected to win football games or that he's a bad head coach or that it wouldn't be a fine hire. I'm just saying, before we start saying, oh, he reminds me of, remember when Bill Parcells came in here and changed the way the Jets ran? Bill Parcells is one of the great coaches in NFL history. The guy had won two and been to three with two different organizations. Before coming to the Jets. So let's not say, Flores is like Bill Parcells. And again, defensive head coaches right now, it depends on what you're looking to do. I mean, if you're going to get a young quarterback in here, and I don't know, eventually that's got to come, right? I mean, you got to take a foray into that one more time, whether it's this coming year or not, but because of where they are in the draft, they could take a young quarterback. But so many things. We just talked about it. The NFL is just trending towards offensive head coaches. And Fliegelman, who agrees with me, and he's been championing this to me every time we speak, just gave me another tidbit. The last head coach not named Bill Belichick that was a defensive head coach to win the Super Bowl, a defensive head coach not named Bill Belichick, the last guy to win a championship is someone who might be wearing out his welcome in Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin. That's how long ago. What was that, 09 you said?
Yeah, February of 09. I was in high school. Where were you?
Yeah, February of 09. I was here.
Early days of working with Summers.
Early days of working with Summers, yes.
This was a couple weeks after Barack Obama was inaugurated.
That's the last time. The last time a defensive-minded head coach not named Bill Belichick won the Super Bowl, it was February of 09. So the Giants have won a Super Bowl more recently. It was the first year of Barack Obama. That's how long ago we are talking. The Jets have been to championship games more recently.
Like, that was the season where the Jets had Brett Favre, and it all fell apart when he got hurt.
Yes.
And Plaque shot himself.
Right.
That's the season we're talking about.
Yes. That's the season. That's the last time a defensive head coach won the Super Bowl. Now, that doesn't mean that one can't win it this year. Who knows? Buffalo might win the Super Bowl this year. I'm hoping they do. But I think everything in the NFL, and then not only that, like, look at, because we're going to see right now, like, if you're going to get the young quarterback, especially like Dan Quinn, he's done a nice job with Washington, right? He's come in, he's changed the culture, blah, 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 blah. I'm not saying any of that is wrong necessarily, but Cliff Kingsbury is the offensive coach that got that young quarterback. Now, when jobs open up, who are the teams looking for? The hot young offensive coordinators. So even if you have a winning team with a program and an offense and a young quarterback, you have a couple good years, even one good year. Next thing you know, your offensive coordinator's getting a head coaching job, and now you're a defensive head coach looking for another offensive coach to give your young quarterback another offense that was just working and winning with. That's why you get the offensive head coach in here. It's his offense. Coordinators come, go, it doesn't matter. It's your offense, and you're working with the quarterback. It's a quarterback-driven league. That's what it's become. And, you know, barring Mike Tomlin, who I would absolutely go get if I could. He's one of the great leaders in the sport. He's a model of consistency. You go get Mike Tomlin? Absolutely, right? We talked about Vrabel. Vrabel's had a successful run in Tennessee. I think he's a damn good head coach. I'd be willing to make that kind of move. But on a coordinator, on a guy who, you know, has been a somewhat successful head coach for a couple of years in Miami, or a guy who's been a decent head, decent coordinator, and I'm just basing it on that. Like, it's hard for me. You have to be an established, successful head coach if I'm going to take a chance on a defensive guy. Like, where you're beyond the defensive guy, you're a head coach. You've been a head coach in this league long enough. Like, people even don't even associate necessarily Bill Belichick with being a, you know, we do, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he was just the head coach eventually. It wasn't like, oh, Bill Belichick, the defensive coordinator. It was just Bill Belichick, the head coach. Like, once you get to that level, Mike Tomlin, no one remembers he's a defensive backs coach. He's a head coach. So if you get there and you're that kind of guy, that's different. Like, to me, you know how I think. I think Mike McCarthy is as good a hire as anybody out there right now for the New York Jets. You know, I want Aaron Rodgers back. I would bring back McCarthy, bring back Rodgers. I'd rerun Green Bay. I really would. Adams, Rodgers, McCarthy. You want to talk about a stabilizing force. That's what I believe the Jets need, a stabilizing force in this lousy, that the Minnesota Vikings you just watched is a 14-game winning team in today's NFL. They won 14 games, and that's the slop they give you in the postseason. That's the kind of team they are. Tell me again that this Jet roster with a legitimate head coach like Mike McCarthy, who I don't think is a world beater. I don't think it's someone who guarantees you the Super Bowl or anything like that, but he's a program builder. He's a successful winning head coach in the regular season. He proved it in Dallas. He certainly proved it in Green Bay. Mike, you bring him in here and working with Aaron Rodgers, that's a recipe to go win 9-10 games in this league with this team. And then you do that, and you go face a playoff game against Sam Darnold or Herbert. Tell me you wouldn't take your chances with Aaron Rodgers in a postseason game right now, watching the rest of these quarterbacks play. Look at the quarterbacks who are in the postseason. I'm not saying they'll be back as the quarterback next year, but I'm just saying, no matter this Jets roster today with a legitimate head coach lines up against Sam Darnold, lines up against Russell Wilson, lines up against Herbert. Tell me Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets don't have a chance. Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, this defense with a legitimate head coach before the wheels fell off, doesn't have a chance against those quarterbacks? Absolutely they do. I'd rather see Mike McCarthy. I've been banging the drum for Pete Carroll. It's not even that I love Pete Carroll necessarily. I think it's that kind of coach. Short-term, stabilizing, program builder, someone who's going to come in here and just settle things. With a winning culture and a winning pedigree and a resume to look back and point to and tell these players, I've been successful. I have won a Super Bowl. This will work. Pete Carroll does that. Mike McCarthy does that. Mike Tomlin would do that. That's the kind of coach I would look for. I don't need the next coach for 10 years. I don't need the next offensive guru. It'd be nice. And if you hit on that, great. That's best case scenario. But with the Jets' history, with this owner, right now, I just don't trust it. And I feel like after 15 years of not making the playoffs, I just want a stabilizing force like a Mike McCarthy, who I know could take a good roster and get them to the postseason. He's done it time and time and time again. That's more appealing to me than taking a chance on Brian Flores, who failed in Miami. And if you listen to his former players, like Ryan Fitzpatrick, he'll tell you he became a dictator towards the end and isolated himself and separated himself from the team and his coaching staff, and nobody liked him anymore. Now, hey, he's been around Mike Tomlin. He's been around O'Connell now. Can you learn? Can you change? Can you grow? Can you develop as a coach? Of course. So he might be, I might be talking like this. He gets hired, whether at the Jets or somewhere else, and he's one of the top coaches in the NFL in the next 2 or 3 years. That's plausible. But I just don't think the Jets are in that kind of situation. I need to win, man. I need a winning season. I don't need the Super Bowl. I need 10 wins and a playoff appearance in this lousy NFL desperately. I just want to feel good about the organization for 5 minutes. I think Mike McCarthy is absolutely someone they should have on their radar and absolutely someone they should be talking to immediately.